have probably heard of them, porch pirates, the thieves who snatch packages from outside people's front doors. And boy, this kind of theft can be especially challenging to prevent. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ben Stickle, former law enforcement officer and professor at Middle Tennessee State University. He did a study about porch package theft. Well, Professor, thank you for your time. From what I understand, you analyzed dozens of porch package thefts uploaded to YouTube. Did you find some common threads?
Yeah, so this was really the first way that we could really begin to study the phenomenon of package theft. And we found quite a few things that were interesting. Probably contrary to what most people think, that the thieves were just happy to walk right up to a porch, take a package, and then usually they would run away. They often would drive a car, maybe kind of case in the neighborhood looking for packages and take whatever they could find and just simply walk or run away with it. So it was a very easy crime for most people to commit.
Sometimes we hear about lookouts involved in this process as well. Did you find that was the case fairly frequently?
Yeah, there was definitely some who would have someone else who was a lookout. More often than not, they were the driver of the vehicle that they were in. And so if they were working in teams, usually one would be the driver and kind of do a lookout. The other would walk up and take the package.
What about the packages themselves? Were they looking for anything in particular?
Well, that's really hard to say. What we did notice is that the packages that were visible from the roadway and closer to the roadway seemed to be stolen more. So this really comes down to a crime of opportunity. And if a thief has an opportunity to see and easily take a package, then it's more likely to be taken. So, you know, how close it is to the roadway and how visible it is will make a difference, likely, in how often packages are stolen.
I understand you found some pretty interesting findings or had some pretty interesting findings regarding gender when it comes to these thieves.
Yeah, that was interesting. It was about split, about 50-50 men versus women, which is a little bit a shift from the typical crime patterns that we see. So that was a little unusual. We also tried to, you know, estimate whether we thought this was done, you know, by someone who was down on their luck, perhaps homeless, something of that nature. And what we found was kind of the opposite there as well, that we, you know, observed people who were driving very nice, like BMW cars, you know, wearing Gucci sunglasses, things of that nature. So it wasn't necessarily the pattern that we thought it might be.
So we're just about out of time, but I do want to ask you quickly for any key takeaways in terms of what we might do in the prevention front.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best things you can do is just remove the opportunity. So if you can hide the package or get it off your porch as soon as it's there, that's great. Another option is a lockable porch box. There's a company called Delivery Safe that makes those types of things. And that's really the best thing you can do is to have your delivery driver place a package inside of a locked container that's on your front porch. And then really that is very theft resistant and very unlikely to have your packages stolen.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time. Very timely topic indeed. That's Ben Stickle, a professor at Middle Tennessee State University.